not going to
Today
Taiwan.
Today is World Communion Sunday. So in all churches today, regardless of whether they're Catholic or Protestant or something else, there is a communion service going on at some point, not just in Toronto, but across the world. This is called Worldwide Communion Sunday. It only happens once a year. It happens today. The gospel story that we will read is about faith, which we were talking about in discussion just last week. So I'd like to open with a question. And that question is, are there days when you told yourself, I gotta have more faith? Has that happened? Where? That I just said? Okay, let me say that again, Mary. Are there days when you tell yourself, I've got to have more faith? More faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. Yes? Try this every day. What about you, Mary? Are there days like that?
No.
Okay. So are there times when we feel perhaps a little bit like the disciples in the story who approached Jesus and said, give us more faith. Or the scripture I'm reading from the Revised Standard Version says, increase my faith. They must have felt that they didn't have enough. And that whatever challenges that they were up to at that time, they couldn't cope with it. Or perhaps they found that their faith in someone or something has been shaken. So for many Americans this week, their faith in government has been shaken. For the first time in a very long time, the U.S. government has shut down. And that has affected many more people than the 800,000 who do not have jobs right now, or who have jobs but are not getting paid because they're on furlough. And there's a storm brewing as we speak from Florida right to Alabama. And they're saying, if that hurricane hits, who's going to take care of the people since the government is shut down? And President Obama last night, I think, hit the nail on the head when he said, isn't it the case that the task of government is to make life easier for the people and not harder? So these are the things that we work on in terms of faith. What, who, which things, what values do we put our faith on? Let us begin with a prayer. O Holy God, our faith is in you and no one else. It is on your promises that we stand. It is on your goodness that we depend. It is your name that we worship. And you are the reason why we gather around this table under the symbols of bread and wine, celebrating the fact that we are your family and that we are sisters and brothers in you. We ask you, be present and send your spirit right now among our community as we celebrate communion, remembering what it was like when Jesus offered himself for all of us. And in his name we pray. Amen.